Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Blessed, Broken, and Scared, Becoming a Eucharistic People. Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Odd title, isn't it? It is both the title for the retreats that I provide for churches around the country, as well as the title for my upcoming new book. I plan to have it published before the end of this year. My hope is that as people read this book, they will likely discover that they are living life blessed, broken, and scared. This is not what God desires for any of us. I will then put forth a plan for change. During the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and shared it with his friends. Throughout my book, I will explore the implications of how the Last Supper challenges us to live our lives in such a way whereby we actually become the sacred food of Jesus Christ for the lost and broken people of the world who are starving to receive him. Writing this book has taken me a year. Learning what to write in the book has taken a lifetime. This book draws from my life's experiences and from my journey from living life scared to living life shared. My sincere hope is that as people read it, they will discover a few things that can help them to more clearly see and understand God's calling in their life. In addition to making the point that true Christian community is an essential part of God's plan for each of us, I will show that as long as we remain broken and scared people, we will fall short of becoming the Eucharistic people God intends for us to be. If we are to become a Eucharistic people, then we need to understand the meaning of Eucharist. The word Eucharist comes to us from the Greek word Eucharistia, which means thanksgiving. I will attempt to explain throughout my book what it means to be a people of thanksgiving. To be clear, I'm writing this book for all Christians. The word Eucharist is primarily used by Catholics. I hope this word won't scare other Christians away. The Eucharistic meal is also commonly referred to as the Lord's Supper and as communion. I will be using all of these terms interchangeably throughout the book. The underlying premise of my book is this. In much the same way as Catholics believe that the bread and wine are converted into our Lord's body and blood, all Christians, regardless of their denomination, are called to their own conversion. Through our conversion, we are challenged to be Christ to others. The Jews ate manna and died. We are called to bring Christ to others so that as a Eucharistic meal for them, they can come to believe in God's Son Jesus and thus be granted everlasting life. In Matthew 26, verse 26, it states, "While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples said, 'Take and eat, this is my body.'" In this verse, we see that the bread was taken, blessed, broken, and shared. The book is built upon the importance of those four terms. I hope that as people read what I have written, they will learn that they too are taken by God, blessed by God, broken and wounded in a sinful world, and yet notwithstanding their brokenness, designed by God to be shared. When we fall short of this, we cease to be the Eucharistic people God calls us to be. Understanding and coming to grips with our own brokenness is a very important part of our Christian journey. If, however, we never progress beyond this self-awareness, our introspection is nothing short of a useless navel-gazing exercise. If we never progress beyond our own introspection, we will not become a Eucharistic people. Instead, we will remain blessed, broken, and scared. Blessed, broken, and scared is not Eucharist. Remaining scared does not help us and it denies others the opportunity to help us by being Christ for us. I chose to name the book Blessed, Broken, and Scared because, sadly, this is where many of us are stuck. If we are to become communion for others, then we must go through a conversion to become a blessed, broken, and shared people. My excitement is building as I draw closer to finishing the book. I hope that through this brief introduction, each of you will be as excited to read it as I am to write it. Together, we are called to bring others to Christ. Through God's grace, perhaps this book will help us to do precisely that. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, it is easy to become preoccupied by our shortcomings and by the wounds inflicted upon us in this world. Grant us each day the nourishing and life-sustaining food of your Son, Jesus, so that we can share His good news with everyone we meet. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.